This is going to make me sound a hell of a lot more homespun and folksy than I am in reality. But the greatest treat of these weeks every year has to be a handful of cooking apples thrown into a pie or a crumble with blackberries from the hedgerow that are heaving with them right now. Such a good idea that on Inishman Éireann Ilan Aran, they have a whole festival dedicated to the blackberry. Féile na Puichéadh. A celebration of our little native berry. And Trasa Vranach headed to the island for us last week and fell into conversation with Aideen the Tierney.
So, tam wyd eich ffeil yn y bwytioch chi, mae'r sy'n fasio chomadw yn tosw, leis yn y bwytioch chi i ddeun. Well, blackberries themselves have a lot of good things going for them, but in Inish Meon they have a particular significance because the word here for blackberry isn't smear dove like what you'd have in the rest of the Gaeltachtaí. Here they say puichochi, and it's a special word in Inish Meon. People listening might be like, but puichoch isn't that mud in Irish, but I suppose it's a squishy, squashy thing, you know? And what essentially is a blackberry? But a squishy, squashy thing. So like here for us as well, I suppose, the blackberry has become more important because we have Féile na Puichéadh now. And we use the blackberries in Inish Meon to celebrate everything that's fantastic about the island and its people. And I'm trying to find a few now on the craig. I think there's a good patch up here. We'll go up there.
Okay, there's a good few blackberries here, or puichéadh here. What makes a good blackberry?
I suppose it depends on the season. It's the weather really, and I'm sure that makes a good blackberry. But for me, I want to pick one that when you pick it, it shouldn't fall apart in your hand, you know. And you want to pick it, and it should still be white in the centre. And you want it to be sweet, but kind of sharp as well. And in Inish Meon, we're very blessed because we have an unusual landscape here. We have a karst landscape, and all of that acts as a storage heater throughout the year, which slowly soaks up the sun, or what little bit of sun we have in the summer, and then releases it. And that gives an extra flavour to the puichéadh. So whether you're making jam or gin or liqueur or tarts, everything will have a little extra Inish Meon kick, which we love. I'm going to eat this now and see if it's appropriate. Yeah. I like them to be kind of gayer, you know, have a little kick.
Diarmuid Mahuna from Puttha Cafe in Invern. Your cafe is an award-winning, multi-award-winning cafe at this stage, and you're here judging the baking competition as part of Féile na Puichéadh. Tell me a little bit about baking with blackberries.
The thing that I remember most about baking growing up, they're always lovely in an apple tart. A couple of apple and blackberry tarts are just something you look forward to come the autumn.
And is it too late to make jam?
It's never too late to make jam. No, and I mean, if you do it right and if the jar is well sterilised and put aside, she'll have it for the rest of the winter and you'll be tasting that lovely kind of end of summer taste all the way through the winter. That's, I suppose, the beauty of things like jam. The other one, if you really don't want to go cooking it, they do one in the kind of Scandinavian region. It's called shaken berry, where basically you just put the fruit and the sugar in a jar and shake the hell out of it, and it will preserve it for a lot longer than the fruit itself would last. And it's a beautiful way to have it just on top of your porridge.
And would you have any other suggestions? Maybe you often see blackberry and pear jams, you know, what kind of flavours can you match making jam?
Well, I suppose with the blackberries, part of the reason that you end up having other fruit with them is because they've no pectin. So the apple has the pectin to set the jam, like even just a small bit of apple. And they pair well because they're both in season things, usually in season together, pair quite well together. Apples, pears, you could make it and just use jam sugar, which has pectin in it. Blackberries and raspberries. Blackberries and rhubarb are beautiful as well because you have that sharpness from the rhubarb and sweetness from the blackberries. I love it in a tart and things like that. It's amazing.
Now, I'd hold a stop at the Torrich Tashke. Ta fokal drýchta.
Kjæt ein kjæt klu.
Engu som grúp atse.
Yes.
Kalt kynna túle. Hvað gjør gann omsa?
All right. An kjæt klu. Jiljó gui jessa jessa. Jiljó gui jessa bui. Jiljó gui jessa jessa. A dansa er a grýf. Kár ólem dýne an dán sjá. Ta an kjæt klu ele a fannakle.
So, Damien, you're setting up for the art class here.
Yes, yeah, we're going to do a very art class using materials from the island. So we've made blackberry ink, which I made on Thursday night. And we're going to be using shells and potatoes that we've grown on the island and all local stuff here.
Tell me, how difficult is it to use blackberries to make ink?
It's actually quite straightforward. You know, all I did was with the blackberries, mixed it with bread soda and water, and just boiled it off and then just strained it. That was pretty much it. Oh, sorry, salt as well, and that actually preserves it. You can use white vinegar. So if you use the baking soda, it turns it slightly green, but if you use white vinegar, it makes it more purple. I wanted that, but I found that I just had malt vinegar, not white vinegar. And of course, I live in Inishman, so I can't just go out and buy it. So I had to use baking soda.
Oh, kind of shame. No, Rosha, he can't Rosha.
Is there particular folklore that's connected with the Puichiche here on the island?
There certainly is so much local folklore or bailadas. So first of all, you have na Dhrisichí, that's your bramble. One of the big stories is that in Mína Samhna or November, people would go collecting the Dhrisichí, they'd tie a rope to them and then hop up on top of the roof, and the rope with the Dhrisichí would go down and up, and that's how we traditionally clean the chimney in Inishmeon. So that's one story that people really love. Another is like jam making wasn't a big thing here, but they did love to have a dessert of Puichiche, which was really simple. It was just like they collect the berries, put a little bit of sugar on top and smush them up with banya. And then in terms of pishoga, and that this is something that you'd hear in a lot of places, people would be worried about the puka on Ithia Hown. And the puka was this sort of like mischievous shapeshifter, and out and about he would be on Ithia Hown, and depending on kin or to will to, the sort of trickery he'd be up to on Ithia Hown kind of changes. Some stories say that the puka would spit on the Puichiche on Ithia Hown, so you should never eat them after that night. But in other places it can get a little bit ruder, and he might urinate or do something even worse. So again, that was the pishoga, the superstition, to inform people not to eat the Puichiche or go picking them after Ithia Hown. But again, entertaining a story as it is, there's a grain of truth in it, because you shouldn't really be eating them after that time, because, you know, flies are laying eggs in them and níverse sláin too. So you take a bit of fun and then you find the truth in it too. So the hover than chosor gore, we have the Puichiche, which is a ripe blackberry when it's nice and black and juicy, but we also have smeary, and the smeary are the red blackberry. So a blackberry before it's ripe, mm-hmm. And people kind of get shocked about that. They think, why are you eating them? You know?
Are you saying you can eat them?
Of course you can. I mean, it's been blather and you're gone. You wouldn't be having a full meal of them. But they were like a sour sweet and the smeary, because Hanashi Gomorlesh Nadina, people love them.
There's a good few blackberries here, and I'm going to try one of the smearer that you said.
Yeah, go for this one. This is a nice,
juicy one. That's a good one. Okay.
Does she crua?
Okay, no.
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
See, they're tough in Inishmeon.
Chimney sweeping with brambles. What other programme would offer you these little nuggets? Trasa Vranach reporting there on Inishman.